Seattle is experiencing hurricane-level wind today. Thanks, Fenway.
You're welcome. Welcome to the Rutabaga, the best late night comedy show on 88.9 The Bridge. I'm McLean.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Fenway.
Yeah, we sure are. That was clean. Nice job, fellas.
Wow.
So how was y'all's weekends?
Sucked.
Rainy.
Yeah. Depressing.
Mine was a movie.
Why is Fenway depressing?
What
is
that?
Like a Wes Anderson movie.
I watched a Wes Anderson movie in school.
Cool. Which one?
He's a director, Fenway.
Oh, I see.
Well, I've seen a couple Wes Anderson movies, but the one I watched in school was The Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, yeah. That one's good.
I personally like The Grand Budapest Hotel.
How Nick just fails to mention that I was also there.
Jackson was also there.
So true.
The movie's interesting. We analyzed it, and we came to the conclusion that the children in the movie, who aren't children anymore, are pretty childish.
I think that's rather the point.
Ah.
Cool.
You're welcome, Wes Anderson.
In English?
I gave his movie meaning. You're welcome.
In English
Nick brought
today.
Me into the movie. Okay.
Yeah. If I didn't watch it, it would just be a mess.
So true. In my English class, we are reading The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka, and it's about a guy who turns into a bug, and I think that's the whole point.
Isn't that just like the Hungry Hungry Caterpillar?
No, because the Hungry Hungry Caterpillar is already a bug. This guy was a person, but he woke up one day, and then he was a bug.
Ah.
It's about communism.
Oh.
Sounds like Animal Farm.
I don't know, it sounds like it's about the trans experience to me.
Actually, yeah, I really thought... Sorry, I'll do my analysis. I'll do my analysis of Metamorphosis off the air, because I actually do think that viewing it through that lens is, like, there's a lot there, you know?
McLean be like, trans? Sorry. Trans? Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, Nick.
If you don't... All the old people listening,
yeah,
you're not going to get that joke.
Nick's calling me an egg on the air. I can't believe this nonsense. Oh, anyways.
I don't even get that. What's an egg?
It's a trans person who doesn't realize they're trans yet. And I just realized that me knowing that information does not really help my case. Anyways.
I was just doing the TikTok thing. You know. Fenway knows.
You know, Nick. Yeah. Most people in this call know.
Not the old people. Sorry, old people. Just ask your...
What do you consider
ask
old
your,
people? Let's
sorry.
Offend
old
half
people?
Of our
sorry.
Audience.
Old
okay?
people? Sorry.
Ask your kids. Or even your grandkids. And if you don't have
my
those...
My dad still uses TikTok. Is he considered old?
How old's your dad?
He probably still wouldn't get that joke. Like, I think he's 50?
Wait, have we ever talked about how, like, Fenway's dad developed the 88 and the Bridge new app and we just didn't know?
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. My dad...
You guys
he showed me
know
like
that?
He showed me how to work it, too. Like, I can literally change the entire app right now if I wanted to.
Yo, see, if you're sick. Listening right now on the app,
shout out Craig Roland. Shout out to Craig Roland
and,
for programming the
and
app for us.
If you're not
late.
Listening on the app, go download the app, but listen on Spotify because it's better for us that way.
Craig, I'm sorry I called your son an idiot.
Like
no, if you listen on the app, it counts as a listen for Spotify.
Really?
From Spotify.
All right. Dope.
That's
so
sick.
So if you're listening on the radio app, listen on the radio app. And if you're listening on Spotify, just keep listening on Spotify.
Listen on both, because then we get
when do we air?
Double numbers.
Yeah, listen on both. Like, when we're live, listen on the app. But then, like, if you think it's really funny, just listen to it later on Spotify.
Yeah. I should set up a click farm for us so that we can get numbers go up.
So, McLean, when do we air?
When do we air?
Yeah, when do we go on?
When we go on, 10 to 11 p.m. Mondays, 11 to 12 Fridays.
Got it.
Yeah, click farm.
As
moments.
You can tell, we're really good at marketing our show because we know when we air it too.
Yeah.
But our promos, though, our promos are absolute fire.
Our promos are clean.
Joe hasn't seen one of the new promo.
The new promo? Which one was that? Oh, the which? Oh, okay.
The which one?
That's probably a good thing.
Why? Well, we have to have it air if we want to submit it for awards.
Joe's gonna listen to it and be like, "Why? Like,
it's
why
spooky." That's why.
Nah, Joe thinks Joe enjoys the gimmicky promos. When I did,
Nick, did you get rid of the stupid like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 thing?
No, still there.
I hate you. You're ruining the promo.
McClane, I showed McClane the promo. What do you think about the countdown?
I thought the countdown could have.
Can we talk about something that people actually understand?
Yeah! Somebody got some cool developments happened to them.
I got a dog.
You so did.
I got a doggy.
See, it's,
this is just like the first half of
old
Yeller.
And decrepit, so he got a new one.
My other dog's not old, dying, and decrepit, first of all. Fenway's dog is doing that, not mine.
No, he's fine.
He wears diapers, Fenway.
Just because he wears diapers.
Fenway, tell that to the car that ran him over, bro. I mean, like...
There's no car ran him over. That's just false.
Just kind of
did not happen. Muffin is so small, if a car ran him over, he would actually just not exist.
Yeah, he would literally just die.
There would be nothing left.
Just roll with the tire of the car.
Oh, like a cartoon.
Like a cartoon.
This is, don't make fun of... Okay, this is just...
No, Muffin's great. Muffin's
this
great.
This is morbid.
Fenway. It is
muffins.
It's
funny
it's
how, his tongue
it's,
sticks
it's
out
October. If you didn't want to
no,
be
that doesn't
scared,
make it okay to make my fun.
If you
my,
didn't
want to
be
alive,
grossed out
like
and scared,
dog.
then what are you doing? It's October. It's October.
Halloween October. Episode of the Rutabaga, Friday 11 p.m. 88.9 The Bridge.
That's a we have banned.
Halloween episode of the Rutabaga recorded during second period or first period. I asked nicely. Anyways.
Yeah, that works. Oh,
tell us about your dog.
The dog doesn't have a name, so if you
want to. He doesn't know what breed it is. He doesn't know what to name it. He doesn't know anything.
I think the funny part about the dog is that the shelter called the dog Reggie, but the dog's the girl.
Yeah,
so
who names a dog Reggie?
Maybe. Should I keep it as a Reggie?
No.
No, change it to Regina.
No.
So your dog.
I always
is a
feel
girl.
Bad for dogs that have their name changed, though, because then they get all confused.
It's 2 months old, Fenway. It doesn't know what its
oh,
name
well,
is
then
yet.
Never mind.
You could name your dog.
What if you just started
Skylar?
Calling Muffin like?
That's cool.
I know. I got problems with that one though.
Why?
It's like a child's name, and I was like, you know, if I ever had a child, I would want to name it Skylar. So you know, no.
Okay.
I'm not naming the dog Skylar.
You want to
Jane,
name your child?
Do you
Skylar?
Give your dog people names or like?
Well, let's talk about baby names, Fenway. What would you name your children?
Okay.
Oh,
Parker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Because Fenway Park.
It's
okay.
A good name. It's a good name.
No, that actually is kind of funny.
It's dumb though.
Continuing a great legacy. Fenway's dad's name was Craig.
Craig
why
Park.
Does that have to do what?
What does that have to do with baseball? Well, you know, baseball was originally called Base Craig, so
yeah.
What?
You see, Fenway, balls used to be called Craig. So basically, it spawned from cricket. In England, they called the cricket balls Craigs.
I did not know this.
This is fake information. We're making it up to trick
you guys.
You.
I hate you guys. So
I don't know why you believe that so easily.
Yeah.
Well.
It sounded pretty good though. I'm really good at lying on the spot.
That was my lie on the spot.
Like,
I know, but
on.
I enhanced it by being like, "Yeah, in London, bro, when they played cricket, they called the ball Craigs."
Oh, that's true. That was good. That was good. That was a nice little wrinkle. We got Fenway. We fooled him for like a second.
I feel like,
this is
I feel
almost
like
as the... funny as the time we convinced him that 8675309 Jenny.
You did not convince me.
Yes, we did.
You did not convince me. I caved in after half an hour of you bugging me about it.
In my opinion,
you're
that
like,
counts.
No, Fenway, we swear. I was like, fine, you're right. Jeez. And you're like, ha, got him. You're so stupid.
But you know what's more believable? That balls used to be called Craig's, bro. That's what's believable.
True.
Yeah, that is believable.
So anyways, back
why
to...
Why is it called a ball?
Why are trees
Fenway,
called
why
trees?
Why is anything called anything?
Yeah.
Well, there's usually
reasons
for it.
Who did this?
Some Latin word.
Who made the Latin sphere. Words, though?
Who made the Latin words?
Latin people?
Greeks.
Greeks, yeah. Not Latin people. Where's Latin?
Rome.
Latin Where's is Latin? Rome in Italy.
Ah, I thought... Oh.
Rome,
Latin
but
American?
Latin was Latin America.
No.
Central
it's
America.
Not Latin America, that's Spanish.
What's Portuguese. Latin even mean, man?
Latin? It's the language.
All right. Well, what'd you got? What's going on? I tried to go bowling over the weekend.
I'm brainstorming names for your dog. You could name it Jane. That's a Jane. Good name.
Jane's a pretty good name.
Raspberry. Name it Mary Jane.
No.
Mary Jane? Like Spider-Man's love interest?
No, like
it's
drugs.
Not red though.
Like drugs? Like
oh. name it Papaya. Cool. Get it? Because it's a puppy. Papaya.
That's not fun.
That's so. It's not gonna be a. It's not a puppy forever.
No, it's gonna stay. But if you name it that, it will.
I don't think that's how it works.
Your old dog is named Mango, so yeah. Papaya because it's fruits.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking. Yeah, papaya is a fruit, Fenway.
Okay.
Pop.
A raspberry is not a fruit. A raspberry.
Raspberry. What's the difference? Aren't all berries fruits or no?
Yeah, berries are all fruits.
What? Since all
right, since all time, Fenway.
No, that's cap.
Wow. You know, caps used to be called Krang.
Yeah.
I hate you. Title of the episode: This show used to be called Craig. The
Rooted Craig. That's actually a great title.
Did you know that everything used to be called Craig?
Anyway, you guys better listen to our new show, The Ruta Craiga, totally independent from
The
Ruta
Craiga. Why is your dad's name so funny?
Yo, I want to tell, why is Craig funny, Jackson?
I just think it's funny. It's a funny
I know.
Name.
My sister was talking about this. How can you call your child Craig? How do you give birth to a child and be like, man, this baby is going to be called Craig?
You were trying to name your child Greg and the nurse heard you wrong.
Old sister?
No, I can imagine. I can imagine calling him Craig because he's an adult now, but calling a baby Craig.
Hey yo, like Craig.
Where's Craig at?
Look at little Craigie in the crib.
Y'all think Craig is short for Craig?
Yo, Craigie in the crib. That kind of sounds dope. Craigie in the crib.
That's next new rap EP. Craigie in the crib.
I'm gonna stream
that. Love letter to Fenway's father.
I'm gonna stream it. To tell you, Nick, you put that EP out. I'll play bass or guitar.
How did this turn into making fun of my dad's
it?
Name?
Well, because Fenway, not only is
your
dad's bald.
Name is funny.
My dad's not bald.
He's balding.
He's no, got he's a not. Luscious hair.
No, he doesn't.
He's not balding. He's
got to have like five hairs left,
you
right?
You know, did you know one in every 25 men have male pattern baldness? Our sponsor today.
Hey, his hair looks
sponsored by Keith.
We're not sponsored by God. Them, but you know, it's funny because like everybody else is.
That's
okay,
true.
When McClain said he's got one or five hairs, I instantly thought of Craig Roland, but with like Homer Simpson, like the Homer Simpson hair.
Dude, Fenway's dad is literally Homer. Just like make him a bit
no,
chubbier,
he's not.
And he's Homer.
Your dad wrote the Odyssey? That's so sick.
Shut up, McClain.
I don't get that. I don't want to. Sorry.
Your dad wrote the Iliad? That's so lit.
I like how Fenway said, I don't watch that. I didn't watch
I don't watch The Simpsons. So I don't understand what's
Homer
going on.
Homer is an ancient Greek author, Fenway.
No, he's not. Screw
he's
you.
A poet.
He thinks you're lying. He thinks you're lying.
Look up Homer. Google Homer. Go to Google and type in Homer.
I'm done. I'm not...
No one doesn't believe anything anymore.
Literally, okay, Fenway, I wish I was joking. Go to Google and type in Homer.
Who would name their kid Homer?
Well, it's Homer's dad. Duh.
I type in Jomer. Hold on.
Jomer.
Joe Merma.
My Fenway is doing that. Can I tell a story about my class today?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Today I had two substitute teachers. That's like rare to have two subs in one day. Crazy. First period, radio. Do nothing. Second period, I have civics. We're supposed to do presentations in civics. Projector, broken. We can't do the presentations.
Let's
what do I do
go.
In civics? Nothing. Third period, I have a sub in math. He hands out a worksheet. I do the worksheet the rest of the period. I do nothing. Fourth period, I have film is lit. We have a sub in film is lit. And all we had to do was finish a project that we were doing like a week ago that takes like 5 minutes. The rest of the class did absolutely nothing.
Explain to our listeners who don't go to this high school what film is lit is.
We watch movies and analyze them.
Analyze. I can tell. You know, I really think that watching movies in place of your English class was the right move for you. Analyze. You don't need a regular English class, man. You're so smart. Analysis.
Fifth period, I had band. You know what we did in band?
Nothing.
We just sat there and did nothing. Yeah. All right. sixth period, I had walking for fitness. I walked, okay? I did something in walking for fitness. And then I had my off period. I did nothing all day today. As well as Fenway, who skipped school. Want to talk about that, Fenway? Why'd you skip school?
Not really, no.
I woke up at 4:57 this morning. I set my alarm for that time.
Why'd you skip school, Fenway? Why'd you skip?
You know.
What a compelling conversation.
Yeah, wow, really. Marketplace of ideas flowing freely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Why don't you elaborate for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this buffet of the minds, Fenway has brought chewing gum.
I was using one of my 7 mental health days. I was using one of my
don't you have
seven
to, like, take those, like, don't you have to, like, take one of those, don't you have to take all those 7 days at once? Or no?
What?
No.
I don't know how they work.
Why?
Mental health days?
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't.
Mental health days this year.
When was
That's
that
so
an announcement?
Sick. I'm going to have such good mental health.
How do you use them?
You
Can I just be like,
go to school and then
hey, school.
Come back the next day and be like, I used my mental health day.
Does this mean we can have senior skip week instead of senior skip day?
This is so sick, bro. I'm going to have such good mental health this year. I'm going to have such terrible grades, but such awesome mental health.
Mm. Hey, man.
You know,
prioritize
you know,
your mental health over your...
Studies
you
show
know
that...
what I
grades.
Did during my mental health day?
Played
I did
Rocket
homework.
League.
No, I did homework.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Was it late homework or on-time homework?
Both.
Did you know, according to my Spanish teacher from last year, not doing your homework and your mental health have direct correlation? And if
That's
you do
so
your
stupid.
Homework, you'll be happier.
Okay, well, I had your Spanish teacher last year, and she's dumb.
Well, I thought she was fine.
Okay.
She wasn't terrible,
she
teacher.
She doesn't listen to this.
Didn't you just say analysis?
I did, but that's not Spanish. So
to
like,
a hot microphone.
But
oh,
like,
yeah,
that's
you're right.
Not
that's
Spanish.
Not Spanish.
I speak
McLean just confused Spanish and English because he's bilingual.
Yeah, see, our Spanish teacher was good, man.
Man, that was pretty good, Jackson. That was pretty good. Thank you.
I remember I had to do a Spanish test while I was in Arizona.
I'm going to pretend like I do. I'm going to nod and smile like I remember that. Going to be honest, did not think about you at all last year.
Rough.
Who's he talking to?
You.
Oh, what?
Nice.
Okay.
Anyways, so that was pretty cool. Got our stories told. Anyone else have a cool story from this weekend?
I went to the dentist today, all right?
Today?
Yeah, today.
Whoa. Did they drill your mouth and stuff?
No, it was just a normal checkup. Like, I didn't have
they
any
They washed it and stuff? Crazy.
I cannot describe how much I hate the water pick at the dentist.
Why?
Because, like, they just jam it into your gums, and then they just blast you with, like,
yeah, you don't go to a cool
water.
Dentist, bro. My dentist don't do that.
And yeah, it just mine. It's just the worst feeling. And it, like,
actually,
when they do it against your teeth, it, like, squeaks and grates. And, like, you can't cover your ears because if the noise is coming from inside your head.
But it's so, like, better than using than I can't speak. It's better than shut up. I don't want to say anything anymore.
I don't like it when they use like the spinny grindy thingy.
You know, every time I go to the dentist, I get so self-conscious. It's like, what if I've been closing my mouth wrong the whole time? What if my tongue
bro,
position
What if the teacher finds
dentist?
The 19 cavities at the back of my mouth, bro? I said teacher, didn't I?
What yeah, you
dentist?
Did.
What if the dentist
really
finds the 19 cavities,
What kind of teachers
bro?
Do you have, dog? Your teacher's checking you for cavities?
I don't know. But,
you I feel know, like that's against the
do
law.
Do you think?
I feel, yeah. I was going to say.
I don't know. My Spanish teacher sophomore year gave a kid a wet willy.
Wasn't she invited not to return though?
No, she had problems back. She was like her like dad was dying or something. I don't know.
If you get a cavity in dental school, will they get mad at you?
No.
I think you
that
could
would be funny if
your...
you got kicked out of dental school for having bad dental hygiene. That'd
I think at really that point funny. You just got to invoke your Fourth Amendment rights. You know,
they should just check your teeth every week to be like your exams.
That's
sure your
test.
Taking care of your own
did,
teeth.
Did you apply this method to your teeth today? Let's check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever try and hide your cavities with your tongue? Be like, I don't
no.
know. That.
What?
Do I don't
know
really
what
have
your
that many
cavities. Are
no, I don't. That was just a joke. I don't.
Okay.
You ever show up?
Sad
and be
part
like,
is because of oh. the audience this reaches. We probably found the ears of somebody who did that.
Yeah, if you're hiding your cavities, you're only hurting yourself.
You know, if you've ever hidden your cavities and you have a cool cavity hiding story, text the station 206-275-9104.
Like you paint it with whiteout before you go to the dentist.
That'd be good. I really hope we get some good ones.
It's called a cavity, right? Because it's like a literal indent in your tooth.
Yeah, you ever tried to fill your own cavities? Though. You ever try to fill your own cavities? You put ramen in there and file it down?
I watched those videos. They're dumb.
Yeah, they're pretty stupid, but it's all
right. The videos where like someone puts a cucumber in like a hole in an armchair and then like sands it down or something.
Yeah.
It's like that cucumber is just kind of rot in there.
Yeah. It's kind of funny though.
Craft stuff, and I hate it.
It's kind of funny though, right? All right, we're going to go for a really quick break on the Rutabaga. We'll be back shortly on 88.9 The Bridge, music and conversation that spans generations. Welcome back to the Rutabaga, the best late-night comedy show on 88.9 The Bridge. I'm McLean.
I'm Nick.
Oh, wait, that's my turn. I'm Jess.
And I'm Fenway.
And welcome to the Rutabaga. That was, again, mostly clean, fellas. We're back on the best late-night comedy show on 88.9 The Bridge with some news you can't use.
If you say it more than once, it gets pretentious, doesn't it?
You don't understand, Nick. We're the best late-night comedy show on 88.9 The Bridge.
We're the only comedy show on all of the
Bridge. Which makes us the best.
We're not only the only late-night show, we're the only comedy show.
Shut up. We're the best. It's like how, Nick,
are there not more comedy shows, though? I don't understand. It's so easy to do.
Nobody's confident enough to call themselves funny, except for you and Jackson.
Fenway can be funny sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually he's not being funny on purpose, though. Sometimes, maybe he is being funny on purpose, but then he's sacrificing
I'm actually, a really smart person. I've just been hiding it from you guys.
Did you Google Homer yet?
Yeah.
Fenway is sacrificing
Greek author or whatever.
Yeah.
He's sacrificing his own dignity for entertainment, and I respect that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Why don't you do that more often?
Because I can be funny without selling out my soul.
I can't.
Anyways.
So the guy that's scared of Ouija boards is selling his soul, though. Like, what's up
with
that?
I'm not selling my soul. Do you know what selling your soul is?
Yeah. Fun fact, I am Satan and I own you.
Cool. So, Jackson, you know what you should do? You should share news you can't use with us.
All right, so I don't think I've made it a secret that there's a particular celebrity that I really don't like.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's one of them, yes, but there's
another.
So
it's not her. Is it a guy or a girl? Can we guess? I want to guess. Is it a guy or a girl?
It is guy a guy. Guy.
It's a guy. Is it an actor?
Alec Baldwin.
Topical.
Don't laugh.
Well, yeah, I can't laugh at that. Never mind.
Is it is it a British person?
It's not a British person. Oh.
Okay. A guy, actor. Adam Sandler.
I never
Sandler.
Said they were an actor. They're not an actor.
Oh, so not Adam Sandler. Just a famous person?
They are a musician.
They're a musician.
Justin Bieber.
Doesn't like.
Are they a popular? Chalamet British?
They are very popular.
They're very popular musicians.
Drake. DJ Khaled.
Bo Burnham.
Not Bo Burnham. I like Bo Burnham.
Like Bo Burnham.
It's not Drake either.
What kind of music do they make? Give us that.
They make rap music.
Rap music.
Eminem. Actually, that's not true. Jackson doesn't even dislike Eminem. I like Eminem. McLean knows that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the musician is Kanye.
No.
Kanye. Okay, that guy.
Does Kanye even do rap anymore?
I don't know what he does anymore. He just exists. But what Kanye's done recently, I think, is pretty funny. So Kanye has a nickname, right? His nickname is
Ye. He changed his... No, it's Ye.
Whatever.
It's Kanye, stupid, not Kanye.
I don't care. Shut up. And he was
he changed his name. This isn't... This is
Nick,
old.
Nick, you're spoiling the news you
this
can't
is
use.
This is so
shut
old.
Up.
This is such old news.
It legally went through pretty recently, though.
Yeah, it just legally went through.
Anyway... Ye, my favorite rapper.
Kanye Omari West is now legally known as Ye, or as I like to call it, Ye, because apparently I'm stupid.
That's it? That's the whole news?
That's the whole thing. I think that's funny because I don't like Kanye.
You guys want to know my favorite Ye anecdote?
You don't like. Is his Spotify name, or not Spotify name, but his artist name going to be Ye now, or is it still Kanye?
I don't know.
Think he's still going to release music under Kanye West.
Yeah.
Nick, tell your bird to shut up.
Shut up. Did you know that he and Kim got divorced? Or are getting divorced?
I did know that.
Yeah, so like kind of crazy. That now that we're on the, you know, we're on the top of Kanye.
Oh no.
What else? What else did they have a daughter named Northwest? And I think that's
funny
cool.
Because directions.
Yeah. I think that's interesting because they just live west. They don't really live northwest, you know.
Yeah,
they live in Southern California.
If anything.
Yeah, they live in Southern California, right? So that's a little like have your daughter move up here and we can make her famous on the Rutabaga.
Do they actually have a daughter named North?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
You're slow. Like not even like you're slow on like pop culture, current culture. And like
well,
just
okay.
History.
I can never tell if you're being stupid to try and trick me or if it's just like a genuine thing that's happening.
That's true. We should probably
you have to admit,
Fenway
somebody naming their child Northwest
lying.
Sounds like something you would make up to trick me.
I don't know, man. It's Kanye.
Yeah, it's Kanye. And we all know Kanye is an idiot.
Bro, Kanye, what,
have
what
I told
did
you
Kanye
guys,
do?
Sorry. Have I Kanye, told you guys oh. about the Jesus theory?
What is
about Kanye? Of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
I only listened to one song on that album.
Okay.
It's
well,
called
then
Monster because it's a Halloween song.
Is that really the only song off
and
My
Nicki
Beautiful
Minaj
Fantasy,
has a really
like,
good verse on it.
Nicki Minaj's verse on Dark Fantasy is better because she's just reading Roald Dahl in a British accent. It's awesome. You might think you've picked the scene. You haven't. The real one's far too mean. It's so good. It's so good.
I don't.
It's so good. Anyway.
Only listen to one song, man. Actually, no, there's the other one. Runaway?
Is oh, Runaway. I love that one. Oh, that's a top one released Kanye song.
All right. There's only two Kanye songs I listened to on that album.
Okay, never mind. So, I don't know. Maybe some listeners will think this is cool. So, some people think that Kanye West is attempting to cement himself as a Christ figure because a lot of the songs...
He's not Christ?
No. Because,
true,
like,
can we legally kill him?
I said I was that's Satan whoa. Earlier, and I thought Kanye was Christ. I've been messing with the wrong guy, man.
Okay, so the
like,
theory is...
Like, one time,
is...
I made him get up in front of the SNL audience and have him talk about Trump, bro. It was pretty funny.
Cool.
Get it? I don't know if you got it.
I get it. Well, because Kanye
not,
did
nobody
that.
Laughed, though, so it's not even good. It's not a
well,
good
no,
joke.
It wasn't very funny, but we understood it.
Ah. All my liberals out there will get it, right? Right, liberals? What's
all
up?
My liberals?
What's up,
hey, yo, where my liberals at, bro?
See, because I said I was Satan, and it was like, hey.
Yes, we understand.
Now I got to make a joke about liberal people so people don't get mad. Jackson, help me out.
Just stop talking. Just,
liberals,
just...
more like idiot.
Yeah. Oh,
that was so clever. Wow.
Made it 10 times worse.
There we go. We made a joke about Republicans. We made a joke about liberals. You can't get mad at us now. And cool. If you do, we don't really care.
Now make a joke about socialism.
No, stop sharing your stuff.
Be upset because he's a socialist.
Hey, sharing is caring, but is it really?
Great. Now make a joke about
it's
ANCAPs.
Like philosophy.
Do you even know what ANCAPs are?
No, but is that like when you like all your letters are big?
That's anarcho-capitalist, Nick.
So not when your letters are all big.
Not when your letters are all big.
All right, back to whatever McClane was saying.
Make a joke about ANCAPs.
No, but before that.
Oh, yeah, so...
Before I started nonsensing.
So if you listen to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy start to finish, the first three songs are, like, very explicitly, obviously about Kanye. And then you get a song, like an interlude, that sounds like funeral music. And then everything after is about how Kanye has affected the world. Like, he barely ever uses, talks about himself in the present tense. In the songs after All of the Lights interlude, which is the funeral music. And it's really weird. There's definitely something there, which is my AP Lit brain
Kanye
working.
Kanye doesn't wear shoes, meaning he's dead. And therefore, they replaced him.
Like Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Yeah,
I get it now.
Like Paul, bro. He changed his
is
name
Paul
to Paul.
Dead now? What?
No,
Paul is alive, but there's a conspiracy theory because Paul McCartney doesn't have any shoes on Abbey Road cover, and if you play the end of Strawberry Fields Forever really slowly, it sounds like John is saying, I buried Paul. So there's a conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney died in 1966 and got replaced by an actor.
He's really not wearing shoes on the Abbey Road cover?
Yes.
No. That's so weird.
Look up the Abbey Road cover.
That's
yeah,
so
Jackson's,
weird.
Jackson's a believer now.
You know, tell you what.
I'm a believer.
Again, I'm bringing my Abbey Road CD to school tomorrow. I just want an excuse to listen to Abbey Road.
About. We're talking
so, Fenway,
about...
you know the Beatles?
The British, yeah. Mate.
What is the Abbey Road's cover?
Okay, it's so you know the mate. Album where the four of them are walking on a crosswalk?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Abbey Road,
the
mate.
One who doesn't have any shoes on that cover. Got There's it. A conspiracy theory that he died in the 60s. He's not
Fun
dead.
Fun fact. Fun fact, that Abbey Road
He really
cover...
isn't wearing any shoes.
Jackson,
this is
up.
Absurd.
Why is that
fun
a big
fact,
deal?
Fun fact, that picture actually wasn't taken on Abbey Road. It was actually taken in Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beatles are actually from Washington, if you didn't know.
No, the Beatles are from Britain.
Just like Jimi Hendrix.
Hendrix is from Seattle.
Yeah. Same with Jimmy
That's
Page.
So dumb. Why is he not wearing shoes?
He's Paul McCartney. Are you going to tell Paul McCartney
Does he
to
need
put
to wear shoes
on?
Look at his feet, Jackson. Do you like them? I bet you like them. You, I
at
bet
the
you really
time
like
they
shoes.
Were taking the Abbey Road album cover photo, Paul McCartney had recorded like 8 amazing studio albums with the Beatles. You think some lowly photographer was going to tell him to put shoes on?
Yeah, not only that, but Ferris Bueller performed one of his songs in a parade, Jackson. Like, come on.
Tell you what, Jackson, let me ask you this. If you were going to photograph, like, if you were going to photograph, like, Lil Nas X for an album cover right now, after he'd made, like, 8 platinum albums, would you, and he didn't want to wear shoes, would you make him?
Well, that's in character for Lil Nas X, I feel.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X is, like, pregnant sometimes, man.
Oh, so true.
That's a, yeah, I mean.
But Paul's, like, asking some girl to drive his car sometimes, and so he's kind of wonky, too. Talking about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. How is that not in character for Paul McCartney? Oh, well.
Because
what did Paul
it just, I don't
sing
know.
About?
All I know,
Strawberry
I don't know
Fields?
Much about, like, what Paul McCartney John. Was actually like.
So, okay, what about Eleanor Rigby? Was that John?
That was Paul.
Yeah, see, Paul was talking about some dead lady and some pastor.
No, you don't understand. She looks at all the lonely people, bro. You don't get it. You don't get it, bro. It's deep. It's
What
meaningful.
About Penny
it's
Lane?
Bro.
What about Penny Lane?
Also John.
I feel that's also John. Penny Lane's like a weird song, man.
I love Penny Lane, man. That song is so much fun. You know it's sped up. You know, so you know how most Western music is recorded in A440? So where
no,
the
I don't.
Note A is 440 hertz? I figured being that. A band kid, you would know that because you tuned to A440. But,
yeah.
like...
What?
For sure. Yeah.
Come but away. A couple of the songs on Magical Mystery Tour are not in A440 because the tape, like the master tapes, were either sped up or slowed down. And Penny Lane is one of those. So Penny Lane was sped up. So it's in, like, A equals 460-some hertz. And it's...
Why do you keep... What does A mean?
You know note? The note A?
So Fun A way. Major?
First and second valve. First and second
A
valve.
A major.
The note A. The Just pitch. The note.
Why are you yeah. tuning to the note A?
First and second valve, Fenway. Go on.
Why? Well, because most singers will tune to the note A. Also, most like pianos, real old-timey pianos, would tune to A. So.
Fun fact, A and E both have the same fingering on a trumpet.
So true.
Yeah. Now, how All does right. that make any sense?
I don't know. Pitch?
Embouchure.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, embouchure. What Fenway said. Your lips are supposed to be, like, tighter. I don't know. All right.
A lot of Beatles songs are not in A440 because they were played in A440 and then either sped up or slowed down to fit. Like, if you've ever tried to play, like, Strawberry Fields Forever on any kind of instrument, it probably sounded really funky because the master tapes for Strawberry Fields Forever were slowed down after they were recorded. So it's in, like, A418 or something like that.
That's enough about music.
That's enough about music. Yeah, anyone have any closing thoughts?
Fenway,
I think
thoughts?
This was a good episode.
I don't know what half of this episode was about because they talked about album covers and the Beatles and stuff. So
we also talked about music theory.
Yeah, music theory.
McLean talked about it a
That's
little
not
bit.
Music theory, though. That's just...
Not music Fenway, theory, just tuning and recording
theory,
tactics.
Everything's music theory. Come on. Everything's
I don't think
music
that's
theory.
True.
Just recording tactics. If I wanted to talk music theory, I would talk about how Strawberry Fields Forever is in an A half sharp major, and that's cool because it's
right.
not
half sharp.
Shut up.
So you know how there's
oh my
A.
God, bro.
I'm sorry. I'll explain it to you off the air while I'm explaining.
Half sharp.
I'll explain it to you off the air, and
the
then I'll
half
explain.
A half step.
And then I'll explain a quarter step. And then I'll explain the metamorphosis as a trans allegory. And then I'll explain who Homer is. Then I'm gonna like publish the show on Spotify and stuff. And then I'm gonna go to bed. So thank you guys for listening to the Rutabaga. It's been a blast hanging out with you guys. Really enjoyed reading some of your tooth stories. It's been real. We'll be back Friday, 11 p.m. for the Halloween episode. And stay tuned on 88.9 The Bridge for more music and conversation that spans generations.